Good morning. Do you have a favourite tree? East Devon Council recently invited residents to nominate their favourite ancient tree and try to discover its story. Britain has plenty of ancient trees with stories to tell, and Devon is full of them. From the palm trees on Torquay seafront to the magnificent oak at Meavey, from the trees planted at Killerton to the woodlands of Exmoor, you are rarely far from a tree. And how important are they in bringing a bit of nature into our towns and suburbs? Apart from the value of their fruits, we are aware from an early age of their many uses. As children, we can climb them, supervised by adults, of course, or swing from them. Throughout our lives, we seek their shade or use their dependable trunks to lean against while reading on a hot summer's day. And once summer ends, all children look forward to kicking their way through the piles of leaves that look so inviting by the side of pavements, and maybe even finding a conker or two. At the end of the year, we even make a tree a central part of our Christmas celebrations. It is no accident that our greatest writer, Shakespeare, makes use of forests so frequently for some of his most dramatic and magical scenes, particularly as the Forest of Arden was so important to him. Ever since the Romans used laurel leaves as symbols of triumph and power, trees have been seen as symbols of strength and stability. How inspiring a sight is the canopy of green above you as you walk through a wood on a sunny day. No wonder an ancient Greek proverb says, "A society becomes great when men grow trees whose shade they will never sit in."